Should we talk about the pivotal scene at the pool before we talk about Heinz's mother, or should we talk about Heinz's mother before the pivotal scene at the pool?
Let's talk about Heinz's mother first, because that's the other contrast between Harry and Heinz in this film, is their two mothers. And I love the performance by Rose Gregario as Heinz's mother. She's an incredible piece of work. She's like, you know, when you see Harry's mother, who's so worried about her son, and then you contrast that with Heinz's mother, who is just cut off from the world.
Just absolutely disassociated.
But it also helps to explain what a fuck up and a casualty Heinz is. Like, no love. Like, that's what I think shattering. I think that's what made Heinz so mad when Harry tells him that he loves him. Is that's probably something he's never heard before from his own mother.
It is. There's so many blanks that could be filled in. There's so much simmering rage with Heinz when he's back at his mother's apartment. He's looking at, you know, he looks at a photo of himself as a small child and he turns it over, you know, faces it down on the nightstand when he sees it. He's clearly really irritated by his mother. His mother is on a different planet.
Yeah. He says to her, you know, I was in jail. And she was like, no, you weren't. You were just away. I got your letters, and he said, I never wrote you. And she said, of course you wrote me.
Yeah.
Maybe they
didn't get to me, but you definitely wrote to me. You
know? Yeah. And she's got the music blasting, like she's got some easy listening blasting, and she's got a birdcage. You also realize that this is the same building where those two girls wake up naked in that sort of room. Like, it's the same building. And then also the two kids in this film mentioned that they've got the control of the building. Like, is this a condemned building that weirdos live in? It's just so strange.
I think they've just taken it over, kind of. Yeah.
And she's got like sort of Walter Keane paintings in her place. Like, she's just, you know, just incredible.
The set design is amazing. It's just like everything that can be upholstered in that apartment is upholstered. There's just doilies on everything. There's you know, what do you call those lamp shades? You know, like with practically have like kind of like dingo balls on them, you know, it's just, even when I saw it the first time as a kid, she's so tragic. She's got this big painted on smile and she's just absolutely just in such complete, like just advanced levels of denial and disassociation. It's not just a clownish performance. There's a lot of control in it. Mm-hmm. This is something I was going to say about Jodie Foster's performance too earlier, is how controlled it is and how Linda is. She lies to Jimmy. And I know I'm switching gears a bit here, but Linda lies to Jimmy and breaks up with him basically, even though she doesn't really want to, but she breaks up with him to protect him. But she withholds the truth at times when she has to protect people. But she is such a sincere person that she can't even lie to Heinz to save her own neck. She's a very tough person and a very sincere person and a very sensitive person, this character. And she does things where you're like, what are you doing? Like, why are you going to meet Heinz when he calls you and says, meet me at this pool at midnight, this fountain, you know, in this park? Mm-hmm. She goes thinking Harry is going to be there to protect her. She's put in that call to Harry's mother saying, can you make sure he's there? Which, of course, Harry's mother doesn't do. But she goes to meet Heinz because he says, if you don't come meet me, I'm going to go pay your boyfriend Jimmy a visit. And Jimmy works in a bar. He's a bartender. So it's like she goes to protect Jimmy and she shows up there. And this is the pivotal scene with the penguins.